Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Avodah Zarah Chaf Aleph, Avodah Zarah 21b, pagination is 42, we'll start on the third line. We are making reference to a discussion on Amud Aleph in the Mishnah and the Gemara regarding renting or selling a field or a house to an idol worshipper, and a discussion whether this would happen in Eretz Yisrael or outside of Eretz Yisrael. And the discussion centers on the consideration by fields that you are mafkia la mimaiser, you are uprooting it from the tithes, because the non-Jew is not going to give these tithes, and the land is, so to speak, entitled that the tithes should be given from its produce. And by giving the field to the idol worshipper, you're going to evade the giving of the tithes. Regarding the house, the discussion is that he's going to bring idols into the house, and lo savi so eva el beisecha, you should not be bringing disgusting things into the house. He's going to bring an idol into the house, so you're facilitating that. You're doing something that enables that. And that's under discussion. At the final part of the Mishnah states, uvechol makom, and wherever you are, lo yaskil loas hamerchatz, you can't rent him the bathhouse. They used to have special buildings that were the bathhouse, and that would service either the local community or the greater community, but it would service people. There's discussion the courtyard or outside the courtyard, but it was a semi-public type of thing. Mipneshu nikra al shemo, because it's still called on your name. And as we find out over here, the discussion here really has nothing to do with idol worshippers per se. It's talking about any non-Jew, not to rent him an enterprise, a business that he's going to continue running on Shabbos, and it's going to be called on the Jew's name, because it looks like the Jew hired the non-Jew to run the Jewish business on Shabbos, and that you're not allowed to do because he's kishlucho, like your messenger. And in regular cases, barring special duress, but in regular cases, a Jew is not allowed to engage a non-Jew to do work for him on Shabbos. Let's take a look at Amud Beis, the third line. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, La yiska adam erchatza la'ovid kochavim, a person is not allowed to rent his bathhouse to a non-Jew. And over here we translate ovid kochavim not as idol worshipper, but any non-Jew, because this has nothing to do with idols. This has to do with someone who would continue the business on Shabbos, and that's true, any non-Jew would, and it's perfectly fine for the non-Jew to be doing that. But if it looks like the Jew hired him to do it, that's our problem, epnei shenikra al shemo, because it's called on the name of the Jew, and it looks like a Jewish business is open on Shabbos. Let's think for a moment. If you truly rented the business to the non-Jew, so the non-Jew is allowed to do the business and the Jew is doing nothing wrong and everything's fine, I want to point out it's a Maris Ayin category. It's a Mipnei Shenikra Al Shemo, because it's called on your name. If you truly have no benefit at all from the fact that he's got the business going on Shabbos, it would be fine, except that in the case of the Merchatz, that's not the way it's known in town. And this non-Jew is continuing to do work there on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Let's skip 2-3 lines in order to stay on the theme without digressing. Avos sadeyu la'oved kochavim. But if you'd have a field and you want to give it over to the non-Jew and Shabbos is included, you're renting it to him, you're giving it to him for 6 months, a year. The same case as the bathhouse. You gave it to him for the whole week, but he uses it on Shabbos. So by a field, it would be the same thing. My, what's the halacha? Shari, it's permitted. You're allowed to do it by a field. My taima, why is it like that? In other words, what's the difference? And the answer is, arisa arisu seika of it. A person who is a sharecropper, he's working extra because of his percentage that he knows will be increased. The fact that the Jew's percentage also gets increased is a byproduct. But that's not the reason the non-Jew is doing the work. He's doing the work because of his own percentage, and therefore it's permitted because his motivator, and everybody recognizes his motivator, is not that the Jew told him to do the work, but rather because he himself, in good faith, wants to make his own money, and he's getting a percentage. Merchatz nami amri arisa arisu seika avid. Why can't you create the same type of transaction by the merchatz, by the bathhouse? And why wouldn't people say that and say that he's on a sharecropper type arrangement, a percentage, and therefore he's staying out on Shabbos because he's getting 50%, 75%, 25%, whatever his number is, but he's motivated because he's earning money and he's doing it for himself. And the answer the Gemara gives is, arisa de merchatz lo avdi inchi. People do not give out their bathhouse by percentage. That's not the way that particular business was done in the time of the Talmud. And therefore, people would not realize that you did it in a permitted way. They're going to think he's working for you. And we would have to extrapolate in every generation, what are the types of businesses that people keep, they retain for themselves, and they hire workers to work there? And what are the type of businesses that a person either rents out the entire thing or does a share type arrangement in which the non-Jew can be understood to be working for himself, with the Jew only getting the byproduct, which would be permitted, but it's arisus, it's that the non-Jew is working for himself. Every business would have to be assessed, but in the time of the Talmud, this was the distinction between a field that was typically done as a sharecropper and a merchatz that was typically done with the owner retaining ownership and hiring workers to run his business. As a result, we have a Shabbos concern that by the field, when the non-Jew works, people will understand why he's working for himself. By the merchatz, people will think he's working for the Jew. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.